Welcome to part 8 of Living the Best Life, a discipleship journey. Today, we're looking at water baptism.
So Doug, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour and Lord, we now baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
So let's talk more about water baptism now. Being a disciple is about following Jesus' commandments and the example that he gave us. Now, we said before a number of times, and it's good to remind ourselves that Jesus never asks us to do anything that he is not willing to do himself. In the first book in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13 to 17, we have the story of Jesus being baptized. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." From this account in Matthew, we read that Jesus himself was baptized. But why did Jesus get baptized? We're going to look at three reasons why Jesus was baptized in water. The first one, Jesus was being obedient. Everyone who listened to Jesus' teaching heard Jesus say that he came to this earth to do his heavenly Father's will. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38 to 39, this is what we read. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." I think this is a great verse to write down. John chapter 6, put it in your journal, 38 to 39. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." Who was the person that sent him? That is God the Father. So Jesus come to do the will of God the Father. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, this is what it says. "He went away a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.'" Jesus was about to die on a horrific death on the cross. And Jesus prays, "Regardless of the cost to me, regardless of whatever it's going to cost my life, your will be done." Jesus' baptism was showing to all that he was going to be obedient to his Father's will. So the first reason that Jesus got baptized is Jesus was being obedient to the Heavenly Father. The second reason was Jesus was dedicating his life to the Father. Now, unlike us, Jesus knew what faced him. Jesus knew exactly what lay ahead of him. And Jesus still chose to dedicate his life to God the Father. What lay ahead of him was a life of hardship, persecution, betrayal, and a horrific death. And Jesus knew exactly what it would cost him to do the Father's will. By being baptized, Jesus was dedicating his life to serving the Father, whatever the personal cost. Jesus was dying to his own self, putting to death any of his own desires or plans. Jesus makes a promise or a vow to his Heavenly Father that he was going to serve him and obey him. So Jesus was being obedient to the Father. Jesus was dedicating his life to the Father. The third reason was that Jesus was making a public statement, a public declaration. Jesus was baptized for all to see. However, this was not to impress men. Jesus was not like the rulers of that day who wanted to impress others by their spirituality. His heavenly Father knew that, and he spoke in an audible voice for all to hear. And we find this account in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So while baptism for the Christian believer is a wonderful experience, it's not just about having the experience of being baptized. Baptism is about you and me as a believer making a statement, a public statement to all those watching that Jesus is now Lord of our whole life, not just part of it. You see, Jesus does not want just part of our life. He wants all of it. He did not die for part of our life, but he died for all of it. By being baptized, we are showing, just like Jesus did, that we too have decided, first of all, to be obedient. Just as Jesus was obedient to the Heavenly Father, we are being obedient. We're being obedient to what Jesus calls us to do. We are obedient to what the Bible tells us to do. So again, in the first book in the New Testament, Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, Jesus commands us, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." The Apostle Peter also commanded people in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, to repent and be baptized. It says in Acts 2, 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So the first reason we're getting baptized is because we're being obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're being obedient to what the Bible tells us. We're bringing glory and honor to Jesus and our Heavenly Father. The second reason we're going to get baptized, or we get baptized, is because we decided to dedicate the rest of our life to serving Jesus. We are now dedicating our life to be obedient to what the scripture says and to be obedient to what Jesus says. So when a disciple is baptized, they go down into the waters and are fully immersed under the water. Now in the Greek, it uses the word baptizo, which means full immersion. And you will have seen in the video that person goes right under the water and then comes back up. This is symbolic of the person dying to their old way of life and putting to death their own selfish way of life, just like Jesus died for us. As a disciple, it's no longer my will be done, but from this point onwards in our life, it is God, your will be done. When we come up from the water, we rise to a new life. We leave our old selfish life behind, just as Jesus was raised from the dead. Regardless of the cost, we dedicate all of our life now to serving Jesus. In one of the books towards the end of the New Testament, in 1 John 2 verse 6, it says, "Whoever claims to live in Jesus must live as Jesus did." So the first two reasons is that we get baptized is that we want to be obedient to Jesus, we want to be obedient to scripture, we want to bring glory to God, and we want to dedicate our life to serving Jesus for the rest of our life. The third reason for us is that we make a public statement. Now, baptism is only for disciples. It's not for self-glory, and it is a promise to God which should not be taken lightly. We don't get baptized to impress men, but it will show others that Jesus is now Lord of our life, and by being baptized, we may even encourage other people to follow Jesus too. In baptism, we identify personally with the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus. So, there are three parts to baptism. Immersion, going down into the water, we identify with Jesus and his death. Submersion, going down under the water, we identify with Jesus' burial. Emerging, coming up out of the water, we identify with Jesus' resurrection. So what does that mean to us today? Well, if you've been baptized already, then it's good to remind yourself that you took a step of obedience to dedicate the rest of your life to serving Jesus, to become like him, to behave like him, and to make that promise to be a public witness to those people around us and to help others become disciples too. If you haven't yet been baptized and you're ready to be obedient to Jesus, you're ready to dedicate the rest of your life, and you're ready to make a public statement about your commitment to Jesus, then please make an appointment with one of the pastors and let us know about your decision. You'll need to prepare a short written testimony of what Jesus means to you now, how your life has changed, and why you are being baptized. And of course, the pastoral team will help you prepare this and get ready for this. Thank you for listening today to the teaching on water baptism. The next section in Living the Best Life, a discipleship journey, we are going to be looking at baptism in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for today, engaging with us and connecting with us. May God richly bless you.